96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
But the 1 trillion gallons of grain still have to go somewhere. And the reservoirs and the lakes across the region will cause flooding. We know that. They have already caused flooding. So we're not done with the flooding, even if the skies are clear.
That's Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner yesterday warning that there will continue to be flooding after the rain stops from Tropical Storm Harvey. It's a cautionary tale for any community that could experience this kind of severe weather. In other words, it could happen here and it could happen to you. And if it does, do you have the right kind of insurance? Well, joining me to talk about this is Joy Hatchett. She's the Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education Advocacy with the state of Maryland. And the question tonight is, do you have the appropriate insurance if your home floods? Well, Joy's going to answer all of those questions. Lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Joy, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been reported that in the Houston metro area that only 15% of the residents there, the homeowners, have the appropriate flood insurance. Does that sound about right to you?
I know generally, and that's what the reports are that I'm seeing, that between 15 and 20% of the residents have flood insurance, that everybody else does not have flood insurance.
Mm-hmm. And that's really amazing to me because today the Washington Post is reporting, for example, that when you're talking about the Harris County, Texas area, Houston specifically, that 75% of the people who own homes live in a moderate or high threat area of flooding. So those two just really don't go together. Talk to me basically. Give me a working definition of what is flood insurance and how does it work?
Well, first of all, when you purchase your home, everyone knows that they have to get homeowner's insurance.
Right.
So you buy your homeowner's insurance policy, and then some people, the mortgage company is going to say, because of where you live, you must get flood insurance. But it does. They don't always require it. So people are thinking, well, if it's not required, I'm not going to get it. And they fail to understand that if there's water that seeps into their home, their homeowner's insurance policy will not cover their loss. A lot of people think that flood insurance is only for people that live along the ocean or along a river, but as you can see what happened here in Houston, a heavy rain can cause flooding. And folks don't need to even look to Houston. Last year in Ellicott City, Maryland, we had a major flooding event, and those people that did not have flood insurance were not able to get money from their insurance company.
Yeah, and that's amazing to me because, as you just suggested, we don't necessarily have to have a hurricane to be impacted by flooding situations. We could just have a really, really heavy rain. And the truth be told, the remnants of Hurricane Harvey will be coming our way during the course of this weekend, and we could see a lot of rain.
A couple of weeks ago, it was a heavy rain, and we had flooding in some areas. So what I tell people is, the last time we had a heavy rain, did you have water in your basement? Or have you noticed that when we have a heavy rain, is water draining towards your home? And if that's the case, you truly need to consider whether or not you should purchase flood insurance.
202 319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the appropriate insurance in the event of a flood. If you have a question, if you have a comment about your insurance as it relates to flooding in your home, give us a call. Of course, we have on the line Joy Hatchett. She is the Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education Advocacy with the State of Maryland. She's been on the program before. She has a lot of information, and this is a prime opportunity for you to ask some questions. So definitely give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back a little bit. Homeowners insurance covers what?
Well, it covers when Harvey first hit and there was wind damage. Your homeowner's policy would cover, if you have the appropriate coverage, the wind damage. Or if you have a fire and you have damage or as a result of that, your homeowner's policy will cover that. If someone breaks in and steals your items, your homeowner's policy will cover that. But what it doesn't cover is water seeping in from the outside into your home. It covers things like sudden and accidental bursting of pipes. We hear that all the time in the winter. People have a sudden pipe burst. Those types of things are generally covered under your homeowner's insurance policy.
So, for example, if we have a huge, heavy, driving rain, if you get water on the first floor but not in the basement, homeowners or flooding?
That's going to probably, it's going to be, think of it this way, if the water is coming from the ground mm-hmm. into your home, that's flooding. If the rain enters from above and you, it's not because your roof is in a state of disrepair. If your roof is in good shape and for some reason, let's say the wind blows the shingles off
mm-hmm.
and rain comes in as a result of those missing shingles,
right.
That's going to be covered under your homeowner's policy. But anytime the water seeps into your home, be it the basement, the first floor, or as we've seen in Houston, it's gone all the way up to the second floor. That's flooding.
Okay. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Do you have the appropriate insurance for your home in the event of flooding? Let's go to TJ. TJ calling from Clinton, Maryland. TJ, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I want to know what is a fair rate for flood insurance.
It depends on exactly where you live and your propensity for flooding. So let's say you live in a high-risk flood area. You're going to pay more than someone that lives in an area that's not as at risk. Now, what you can do is you can, with your address that you where you live, you can go onto a website, floodsmart.gov, enter your address, and that'll tell you the rate for your particular policy.
Wow. Okay. TJ, thank you for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Norman, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. My insurance company is USAA, and I've had flood insurance in the past, but I didn't renew it based on the conversation I had with the insurance agent about the coverages. Every year, the insurance policy will go up, and the deductible will go up, but from according to my conversation with the agent, it didn't cover much related to a flood.
When you say it didn't cover much, be more specific, Norman. What do you mean by that?
So I asked about water coming into the basement from like if let's say the sump pump clogs, or let's say we lose power and it backs up. And based on the conversation I had, it didn't, I mean, I don't know if she just didn't know what she was talking about, but she was saying that was not covered. It would be covered on the homeowner's insurance. And it just didn't make sense to me at that time to renew.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me sort of try to clear a little bit up for you.
Okay.
When your water backs up through your sump pump or you have water sewer backup, that is something that's going to be covered under your homeowner's insurance policy. That is not something that's going to be covered under a flood insurance policy.
Okay.
So
okay. That
coverage, and which I'm just guessing because not knowing the specifics of your circumstances, homeowners insurance policies have been changing over the years. Deductibles have been increasing. Some companies have gone to percentage deductibles, but all of those things are coverage for the sump pump. For flood insurance, what you do, it's totally different. As I said, it's when water seeps into your home. And for flood insurance, you have, unlike your homeowner's policy where you buy one policy and it covers the structure and your personal property, for flood insurance, you buy something for the structure and you buy a different policy for your personal property. And while I hear what your agent was saying that it's a waste of money, what you really need to think about is if you had a major flood loss, could you pay to replace your item? Hmm. And if you have money that you've set aside to replace your items, then maybe flood insurance is not for you. But if you lost everything due to flooding, how would you get back?
Yeah. Something to definitely think about, Norman. Thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about insurance for your home in the event of a flood. Do you have the appropriate insurance? Do you have flood insurance? Do you have everything that will cover you in the event that your home is underwater? Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Kelly, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Kelly. What's on your mind?
Hey, Herman. Hey. First, I want to applaud
Harold,
you for
but go right
talking
ahead.
About this subject tonight. Can you hear me?
Yes, it's Harold, but go ahead, Kelly.
Good, good. And I think it's very interesting because I've been selling insurance for over 20 years in the D.C. area,
mm-hmm.
and it always amazes me how people minimize the effectiveness of their homeowner's insurance. And I tell you what happens, the other lady that's been talking, she's right on the money with everything she said. What happens is people are so concerned about getting in their house, all they want is the cheapest price, and they don't think that, you know, after you settle, all of a sudden the insurance becomes a big deal because if anything happens, most people pick up their, you know, their phone to call the insurance agent. So I liked everything she said. She's right on the money about the water sewer backup. I think, to me, that is imperative that you have that on every homeowner's insurance policy in this area because that happens a lot because a lot of people have sump pumps.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would tell everybody is don't – you got to consider price, of course, but just remember when something happens like this, even if you're paying $3,000 a year for homeowner's insurance, it's going to pale into comparison to – what's going to have to happen for your home to be replaced and your family to move back in it.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about flood insurance specifically in the wake of Hurricane Harvey in Texas. A lot of people there do not have it. Now is the time for you to begin to think about whether or not your home is appropriately insured. We are answering those homeowners' flood insurance questions tonight. So please stay with us. Do not hang up. We're going to talk to Brian in Northwest DC. We're also going to talk to JoJo in Maryland. Please keep trying. If you can't get through, I promise we will eventually get to your phone call. Very important conversation tonight. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about flood insurance and protecting your home, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.